All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they lose their 9th in a row. They get swept by the Astros. Ugh. Terrible.
Every game has one of those moments, too.
Yep. The ones that make it really hurt.
Sucks. It really sucks. Just when you're watching your team play and that moment comes, and it comes out of nowhere, right? It's like I'm watching that game and I'm like, oh, man on first. Sandy can just get a ground ball, get a double play.
Meatball.
Wrong.
Yep.
Meatball.
Rough.
Now, it is one of the best hitters in the league.
Maybe the best right now.
Maybe this. He might win the Triple Crown.
He's been killing, but still hurts.
It still hurts.
If it was three straight losses, that's one thing. 9 straight.
Yeah.
Just oof. Just an absolute killer. The Dolphins, they will start training camp this upcoming week, next week. The rookies are in town. Tyreek Hill yesterday. I won't play the sound on this because it has music in the background, but you can see he has started working his way back from the leg injury from about 10 months ago. And trying to get his feel back. But he said at one point in this video that he still doesn't have any power in his left leg. He's had 2 surgeries from the time that his knee was twisted in another direction.
Well, because you can't. So the way it works, don't read into the injury. There's certain surgeries you just can't do at the same time. So that's probably why he had 2. That's it. Because if he had some bones or different ligaments, if the surgery would have been too long, right? Because you can't keep somebody, you know, out there like forever. You can't keep them under forever,
mm-hmm.
right? Then what you would do is you do one surgery and then come back and do the other one. So his actually starting point for rehab is probably a little bit later because he had to have a second surgery. A lot of times when people hear he had to have two surgeries, they're thinking of a situation where the first surgery didn't go well. Think of Alex Smith. Alex Smith, when he tore his leg up.
Oh, that was crazy.
He had to have a number of surgeries because they had to do a number of different things.
Cheetah reborn.
How reborn are you going to be in this palatial house that you live in? It's kind of hard for me to be.
Question.
Am I going to be really? I want to walk again, but am I going to be really that motivated when I see that house and all this acre of land and everything like that?
You want to play, right? Like, you want to play. Forget all that nonsense because there is nothing to replace that. Nothing
I get it.
In your life.
I'm just thinking he should be at a place to do, you know, rehabbing.
You want it to be like Rocky IV?
I'm not going to be motivated at home.
Like Rocky?
You got him like Marvin Hagler. You can't train. You can't get up and do road work when you're sleeping in silk sheets.
No, you're not. Look at that house. Like, I'm really. There was a time I'm like, I'm running. If I see a basketball, you know what? Let me put up some shots.
I do wonder for
you
him.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Well, I also, like, Leroy, is that something where, I mean, that was a vicious. Like, can he be the same from something like that? Because he was talking, I mean, they were saying like he might not even walk at one point with that injury. I mean, I know dramatic, I know, but that's what he was saying in the video.
Here's what I would say. The hardest part is not coming back or healing. The hardest part is trusting your leg so that mentally you can do the things that you've done. You see what I mean? And that's the hardest part to get on. Because guess what? You've been hobbling around with a weak leg and a limp for so long. By the time you get back, who's to say you're not going to still be limping even though you're healthy? That happens a lot. So it's not necessarily the healing aspect of it, but it's the trusting your body to do the things that made you successful. That's the, I'll give you a perfect example. When I messed up my shoulder, right? I never carried the ball in the other hand again. Right? It was healthy.
Right. You just didn't
feel
it.
But I just got so accustomed to like not using it that I just never, whichever side I went with, I carried it in the right hand.
But odds are, like, because what is Tyreek? Is he 33 now? So, like, let's say he doesn't play this season.
So, check his age. I'm going to give him the Deion treatment.
32.
I'm going to give him the Deion treatment. And what the Deion treatment was, is Deion had,
the toe surgery, right?
The same toe surgery as O.J. McDuffie. O.J. McDuffie didn't play again, right? Deion played a few more years after that, but they moved him to safety. And the reason why he was able to, because he was so damn fast, healthy, that even running on a plank, he was still faster than a lot of guys. So he was able to play. So I'm going to use the same thing with Tyreek. I'm going to say Tyreek is so damn fast that if he comes back a tenth, you know, a little bit slower, he's still faster than a lot of guys. Now, how does that explosiveness? Because one of the things he's great at,
the move, yeah,
is starting and stopping.
It's crazy.
Is accelerating. So if he loses that portion of it, then we have to see. But as far as just pure out speed, he'll still be fast enough to be able to compete in the NFL. But it's that thing. It's the thing when you can no longer do the thing that separates you from others, right? That's when you have to evaluate your career. So Tyreek is starting and stopping. The dude can start and stop quicker than anybody I've ever seen, right? The explosiveness. He catches a little hitch pass up the middle and then accelerates through the whole defense. That's what separates him. How much of that will he lose? Because that is who you associate with Tyreek Hill, the explosiveness.
Listen, his. I know that this did not end in winning a playoff game, but his two seasons here, I mean, insane to see what that guy was able to do on a football field.
Right.
And it's crazy. So, like,
I will say this, too.
Hmm?
Everybody has a point in their career where, like, everybody say he's a diva. You're going to have to swallow your pride, bro.
Yeah, well, that is a big question, right? Like, a diva and baggage in the off, you know.
Yes, we don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, seems to always be in headlines and trouble, you know. So, like, right. Who gives
and
him?
And we've seen so in the past all the other diva receivers.
Right.
And guys say, oh, he could come here. And guess what all happened to all of them?
Yeah. Doesn't work out. So, OBJ doesn't work out. So, like,
was OBJ a diva, though?
What? He proposed to Annette.
Yeah, but that was funny. But so, wait. So, let's look at, we got a dude that was in New England.
Moss?
No, not Moss. Not Moss.
Diggs. Diggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Diggs, a free agent.
Right? You got, the receiver they just got, are we claiming he's a diva? They won a Super Bowl and he was pouting? That's kind of diva-like behavior.
Who won?
Brown.
A.J. Brown. Yeah. He's a diva. Yeah, he's a diva.
Right? It's funny because
Jamar Chase is a little bit of a diva. He's always he's a bit of a chirper.
Okay.
I mean, amazing. I'd take him on my team.
Look at the guys out west.
98% of receivers are all divas.
Yeah. Nah, but then there's the next level of them.
Well,
right.
I mean, you talking about like the Antonio Browns?
Is Justin Jefferson a diva? I don't feel like I ever hear anything from him.
He's got diva qualities.
He wears a fur coat, right?
He wears, and he likes to bling out, but he
I don't feel like I ever hear him say anything.
Yeah, he did. He talked about J.J. McCarthy last year.
If we're going to say that, we got to say that about Joe Burrow.
He talked.
Is Joe Burrow a diva?
Oh,
all the quarterbacks are divas.
Joe Burrow is the biggest diva of them all.
All quarterbacks are divas.
Guy needs more haters, man.
I'm just saying. He got no haters.
Yeah, he does. He has
all quarterbacks are divas. What are you talking about?
Nah, not all quarterbacks are divas.
All quarterbacks are divas.
Malik Willison, a diva.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Exactly.
For the Dolphins.
Please. So how easy that was.
Diva if you've been a backup your whole life?
Even backups are divas.
Quinn Ewers seems like he's got a little diva to him. He was talking
Zach
a big
Zach Wilson
game.
At diva. No. Okay, then.
He wore zero. Well, you got to have a real set of balls to wear zero when you suck.
Well, that number identifies his activity.
Tyreek Hill said in his video, quote, "The cheetah will be back. I ain't going to tell you what my timeline is, but my timeline is looking real good right now."
So can I ask everybody a question?
Hmm?
His timeline might be something, but what is the league's timeline? Because that's the timeline you're working with, bro.
Right.
Wrong league.
XFL? UFL?
But you know what I'm saying? Like he putting out videos, and we talk about all this stuff, but isn't there that other stuff?
I feel like...
What, the off-the-field stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything off-the-field.
Well, he settled the lawsuit with the IG model.
Yeah,
big bag.
He settled that one. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I think his divorce is finalized, so I think his drama's in the clear for right now.
Did he just say big bag?
He said that. Yes.
Leroy.
What?
That's Leroy dressed like he just came to America. Hey, you jackasses! I'm very limited.
Leroy, you're dressed like Tobin's hopium dealer. That's what you're dressed like.
I
right
feel
now.
Like you can afford to button up a couple.
I can't.
Hey, Jay Gatto, let's do one.
Wait.
It's really hard to
let's
button with
clear.
One hand.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear how I had to put this
Zeus
shirt on.
Zeus can help you.
I had to lay my shirt.
Zeus? Did you say Zeus?
I had to lay my shirt on the bed, right? Button one button so I could get my arm over it.
What is this,
and
first
then
day of
get
school?
In my shirt that way. If I button two buttons, I can't pull it over my shoulder.
This guy got first day of school fit for hospital
he's
wear.
He's trying his best. You guys, he's hurt.
Wow.
He's hurt, dog.
I'm hurt, dog.
You're wearing your
Wait,
Sunday.
So there's no buttons at all.
He's wearing his Sunday best.
Just one.
There's one button buttoned. That's all I could button and get my shirt. Look, I have to get it over. Over this arm.
He's still got his hospital wristbands on.
The pop, yeah, he's Poppy Poyo.
Leave him alone. Take a break.
Yeah. Because I can't use scissors. I got to wait till a big spoon get home.
Give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is here. Make sure you, I'm sorry.
It is.
Storm season is here. And it's also helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Currently... It is 90 degrees, 90 degrees right now. Wind gusts up to 16 miles per hour, but a hot day ahead here in South Florida.
Leroy, what happened to you have to itch?
I still hate you. Poor baby has an owie.
What happened to you have to itch?
Huh?
What happened to you have to itch? Like scratch? No, seriously, like no.
Scratch
no.
It like a bear.
Damn you!
You got?
I was ignoring it.
You got to go like a bear?
He's got to be like a bear.
I can't do nothing. It's underneath the cast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was good. That's why, look, doing this stuff, not sitting around, I'm thinking about other stuff, right? And then Vlad brought it up.
Sorry.
Damn.
So no reminders, huh? That's the best way.
I try to move on. I can't wait till tomorrow because they're going to take it off to put the other thing on, and I'm going to just start scratching. But there's stitches down there,
be
too,
careful.
So.
Yeah,
don't touch anybody after
the
scratch.
I don't want to put the cone on you like a dog.
Yeah, bring hand sanitizer. Like,
he has the cone on the end.
Wouldn't that be something? I needed that cone before I went to surgery so I wouldn't put that in my mouth because I was starving.
Take a break. Back after this.
This is unbelievable.